Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting second. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Aluzic. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting seventh. The catcher, Doc Edwards. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mo Drabowski. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Mo Drabowski. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Al Luplow. Batting second. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting fifth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kralik. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jack Kralik. And now, play ball. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey takes first base on ball four. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn takes first base on ball four. Causey moves to second. George Aluzic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aluzic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Luplow. The throw from Edwards and he is out, Causey applying the tag. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a fly ball into left field. Aluzic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Kralik, and towards Held, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew strikes out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0 for 1 in the game. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Causey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 1, Indians, 1. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik strikes out. Two outs. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Luplow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Cimoli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 0 for 1 in the game. Alozic takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Alozic moves to second. Two outs. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alozic scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Del Greco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkland takes first base on ball 4. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. as Q is 0-for-1 in the game. As Q hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield, Lump catches it and throws to first to double up Kirkland. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Drabowski hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 0-for-2 in the game. Simulai hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Alves hits a line drive into left field. Aluzik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-2 in the game. Charles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown makes the out and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Brown. Seaburn moves to second. One out. George Aluzik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aluzik is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Aluzik hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Seaburn scores. Lump moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Athletics. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Edwards hits a fly ball into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mike DeLajas pinch hits for Jack Kralik. Mike DeLajas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLajas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Drabowski covering, for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drabowski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians won. The Athletics will come to bat. Gary Bell now pitching. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Del Greco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski is 0-for-2 in the game. Drabowski hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0-for-3 in the game. Cimoli takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Causey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kirkland strikes out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitfield hits a fly ball into left field. Aluzik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-2 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Seaburn hits a line drive into center field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Aluzik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aluzik is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Aluzik hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charles moves to third. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Charles tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Athletics. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Alvis hits a line drive towards short. Causey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. Held takes first base on ball 4. John Romano pinch hits for Gary Bell. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Aluzik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians won. The Athletics will come to bat. Early win now pitching. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Del Greco takes first base on ball 4. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski is 0-for-3 in the game. Drabowski bunts in front of the plate. Askew fields it and throws to first for the out. Del Greco moves to second. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Causey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Luplow. Causey reaches second base with a double. Del Greco scores. It's 5-1, Athletics. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Kirkland strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.